This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
And on this morning's Primetime Newsmaker, we're very happy to be joined over the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Trox Gallery and Gifts owner Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas of First Friday, as it is the first Friday of the month, so plenty of activities going to be going on in downtown Emporia later this evening, and they're going to tell us all about it. First and foremost, Kayla, good morning. Welcome in.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Always excited to hear what's coming up with First Friday. Kat, good morning.
Good morning.
Sounds like things are going to be pretty exciting in downtown Emporia here later tonight. Kayla, why don't you start us off and just give us an idea of exactly what we might see here this first Friday of July?
All right. Well, we have 12 venues on the Art Walk tonight. Our presenting venue is Jack's Lawn and Pool. And if you have driven down Commercial Street in the last week or two, you will probably have noticed a new mural on the side of Jack's Lawn and Pool. It is big, it is bright, it is awesome, and we're very excited to highlight it as the featured art for the Art Walk tonight.
Yeah, that kind of tags into really the... I know murals over the last 20 years have been periodically focused on the downtown, and last, what, three, 4 years, specifically last two to three, we've seen more, obviously, in downtown, but we're seeing that expand down to, say, Trolley House, so other parts of Emporia right now. Really cool to see this type of art form get more attention and really, I guess you could say, more wall space.
Absolutely. So that is has been in large part due to the work of the Community Art Alliance, which is an arm of Visit Emporia. The Art Alliance is made up of all different art organizations and educational institutions in Emporia. So ESU, Flint Hills Tech, we've got the Art Center, Halfway to Everywhere, Emporia First Friday, and then also just some local artists who contribute to that group, and we've been working together to get more public art in Emporia. We've been focused primarily on downtown recently, but we're hoping to expand that out all throughout Emporia in the coming years.
Kat, I have to ask, is the mural done? And the reason I ask that is because we had a couple of those community art projects which were highlighted on a first Friday, and then they kind of overlapped into later on in like the following week or two. Is this mural simply being highlighted and basically celebrated as done, or is there more work coming on it?
There's going to be a few touch-ups, but basically it's done, and we're hoping to schedule a ribbon cutting possibly later this month, so stay tuned.
All right, Kayla, got to ask you now, what else is going to be coming? Because there's your focal point, and we've already highlighted the Emporia State Flute Choir here earlier on our morning show, but what else is going to be part of the night tonight?
All right, so like I said, we have 12 different venues, so you can get started at Jack's Lawn and Pool and talk to Sarah Eimer and Molly Mansell of the Community Art Alliance. They'll be there talking about all the good work that we've been doing. We've got a lot of new artists on the Art Walk tonight, which is always like my absolute favorite, is when, you know, a new artist gets to come downtown and show their work to the community. So Susan Fowler will be at De Style. Landon and Logan Worley, who just happen to be my nieces, will be at Gravel City Roasters. Chad the Breadman is going to be at L&L Pets, serving up some good bread there. Dave Leiker, this is the second month to see his show at Mulready's Pub. Megan Newman is new to the Art Walk. She will be presenting her prints and paintings at Plum Bazaar. Nicholas Carr is also a new artist, and he will be at a new venue, which is Sacred Leaf. That actually building that used to be the Earthly Delights was our very first mural project with the Community Art Alliance. And then at St. Andrew's Church, there's a lot going on. The Street Cats Club will be the featured artist, and there will actually be cats painting. So you can come see some cats paint.
Say that again?
Cast paint?
Yes.
Cats.
The cats will be painting, and all of the cats will be painting are adoptable. So if you're in the market for a new cat and a talented artist at that, you're going to want to come to the church. Yeah.
Man, that's a heck of a sales pitch right there by the Street Cats Club.
Hey. And so also, while you're watching these cats paint, you can enjoy live music by Jasmine Beyer. And Whisk and Flip Food Cart will be there making little mini pancakes. And I think she's also making like some lemonade, so you can grab a bite to eat. Dwayne Haskett is going to be featured at Sweet Granada. Ellen Neely is another young artist who will be featured at the Axe Shed. The Third Space is having an open studio. And then at Trax Gallery and Gift, Hannah Worthen is having her first gallery exhibition. Hannah has been on the Art Walk many times over the years. She makes like really great stickers and small paintings. And so this is her first gallery exhibition, and she's really excited. She's a little nervous, so I hope everyone comes out and supports her tonight.
Kat, we're hearing about a lot of firsts coming here through the Art Walk. Obviously, Hannah there, as Kayla just mentioned, having her first real exhibit show there, but also quite a few first timers for the Art Walk in general. What does that say about the Art Walk and the notoriety that it's beginning to really gain?
Well, I think that's really indicative of the Art Walk being more well-known, and people just want to participate. And I think it's been great as we see young artists also participate in the Art Walk. You know, it gives them confidence in their art, and it helps them along. We've also, in the past few months, have seen out-of-town artists come in. So I really think the message about, let's art has really spread around. It's been great to see.
Again, joined by Kayla Mock, Kat Dorcas here on the Friday Newsmaker, Friday Art Walk taking place here tonight. Kayla, I'll ask you here to kind of just remind folks how this works here when it comes to the essentially the passport side of things and then the drawing. What's going to be taking place for the drawing here tonight?
Okay, so the Art Walk starts at 5 o'clock p.m. You can go to any of those 12 venues and pick up your passport. If you need to see the list, you can find that on our website, EmporiaFirstFriday.com. That will give you the list of the venues, the artists that is going to be featured there, and also specials that each business offers. So you just grab your passport. You can go around to as many venues as you like. If you go to Jack's Lawn and Pool, who is the presenting venue, plus 7 additional venues, you'll get entered into a prize to win a really amazing gift basket from Jack's Lawn and Pool. They put together a really cool prize. If you go to all 12 venues and get your passport stamped and talk to the artist, you are entered into a drawing for a $50 Emporia Main Street gift certificate. So, and then you just turn your passport in. There's 4 designated locations on the back of the passport. Turn it in. We'll come around and collect them all, and then we'll all meet up at 8:30 at Mulready's Pub and do 2 drawings for each of those prizes. You don't have to be present to win, but we'd love it if you were.
Great prizes, great artwork, a great time there in downtown Emporia with the First Friday Art Walk at 12 venues. Of course, Jack's Lawn and Pool, the featured venue here this evening. So make sure you make plans to get on out there and enjoy all the sights, sounds, and everything that has to do with First Friday. And Kayla, just remind everybody exactly what time does everything kick off?
5 o'clock. We'll get started right at 5 o'clock.
All right, 5 o'clock. Be down there in downtown Emporia. As always, Kayla, a pleasure getting to talk to you, and always exciting to hear about all the great things coming through First Friday. So looking forward to another great night here tonight. And it looks like you're going to have beautiful weather for it, too.
Yeah, we're excited for the great weather, and hopefully there'll be a little bit of fireworks in the background and just have a real good ambiance downtown.
Absolutely. Kayla, as always, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
Kat, always a pleasure as well. Thank you for your time as well.
Thanks so much.
That is Kat Dorcas, Kayla Mock with Emporia's First Friday Art Walk. The Art Walk gets ready at 5 o'clock this evening, goes until about 8:30 this evening, so make sure you make plans to get on down there, see all the great artists and vendors on display there for Emporia's First Friday, again, in downtown Emporia. 12 venues on the list here tonight, Chuck.
All right. Did want to let you know that if you want one of our spots here, next week is still wide open, so we'll be filling Monday's spot shortly. If you want to be that Monday guest, let us know, 620-342-1400, or if one of the other days that we have next week would work better for you, same number applies, 620-342-1400.
KBOE, now 7:38. Again, your primetime newsmaker this morning was brought to you by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steaks, seafood, and catering. A family tradition since 1958, the Opie Chicken House in Opie. KBOE, good morning. It's 7:38. Stick around. We'll check the local weather forecast next.
How you treat your car today will have a big impact on how your vehicle performs for you tomorrow. Routine maintenance has always been the key to keeping your vehicle running at its best, and Floyd's Incorporated can help. They can handle everything from minor oil changes to major engine repairs. And if you're ever in a fender bender, nobody does auto body repair better than the folks at Floyd's. Floyd's Incorporated, 1221 Industrial Road in Emporia.
John North Ford.